I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The global community is stepping up pressure on Myanmar, and President Aung San Suu Kyi is skipping next week's UN General Assembly. Myanmar's Rohingya crisis will be a major theme of discussion at the assembly. UN investigators said last month that military persecution of the Rohingya revealed genocidal intent. Joe Handley of Asian Access says thousands of Rohingya have fled to Bangladesh, where they're meeting Christ through local believers.
In the midst of this, you know, ethnic cleansing kind of a situation, the church is just trying to be the body of Christ and reach out to their neighbors and share the love of Jesus. And they've seen hundreds, I believe maybe even thousands, come to Christ. They've started dozens of churches amongst the Rohingya.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The Rendille people in Kenya live in a strategic area for mobilizing the gospel. World Mission's Greg Kelly shares who this people group is.
They are an animist people, and so they worship the earth and the animals and the ancestors and those kind of things. But at the same time, the Rendille have really been receptive to the gospel. The church has been established within the Rendille, although it's a great minority. There's only 5% evangelicals among the Rendille people group. But yet that 5% is on fire and passionate for Jesus.
World Mission is working to mobilize that 5%. They're giving them solar-powered audio Bibles and training them how to share the gospel with neighboring tribes. Make Jesus known among the Kenyan tribes by giving a solar-powered audio Bible at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org, current events, plus the gospel connections, links, and more at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.